very, very tough job, and I'm not trying to minimize that. Having worked the streets myself, I know very well firsthand that it is a very tough and a very dangerous job. But a well-trained police officer knows the right way to do his job. And there's no sense in making it tougher by doing it improperly or to do it unprofessionally.
All right, I'm going to ask you about that, though, too, because when you say that, it almost, and it speaks to something we put up on the website. Is it true that some cops can develop that over time? They're not trained. They're trained to be above it. They're trained to not let it get the best of them. But after a couple of years on the force, they start to get a little squirrely with the amount of criticism or whatever that, or just the kind of the daily unpleasantness that can come about as being a police officer sometimes. And so as a result, they get this sort of, as it's referred to, a power hungry disorder. It actually gets to be a psychological problem. How often does that happen?
It happens. Depends on the individual, but I think there's other factors that go into it. It depends on the area or the assignment that the officer is working, you know, the hours that officer is working. I know when I worked canine, we worked primarily the high call hours, you know, very busy, very violent hours, you know, from 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. And we worked that permanently. And I worked that for 4 years. And so we were always dealing with, you know, the very, very high profile calls. And so after a while, your patience starts to wear out. And you start developing a very short fuse, and you have no tolerance for individuals that are just challenging your authority like this. You're quick to react more than you were in other situations, maybe on a different shift or a different, you know, location of town. And so I know when I became an administrator, I started to move officers. You know, you can't be on these hours permanently. We have to move you off, you know, give you 6 month break. And you could see the complaints start to decrease on this officer, you know, and what I had identified, you know, and so has research, not just me. I don't want to make
right.
it sound like I'm the, you know, the brilliant one here.
No, I got it.
But, you know, there's a trilogy of arrests that are indicators that an officer is developing this propensity for contempt of cop.
Can I guess what they are?
Yes, go right ahead.
I read this somewhere, so I'm not totally uninformed, but I was curious to see whether this is true. Disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, and assault on a police officer.
Yeah, the disorderly / public intoxication.
Oh, okay.
Resisting arrest, yes.
Right.
And assaulting a police officer.
Okay,
those
I like that.
Three.
That's interesting. You said disorderly or public intoxication, that they can sometimes if you've had a few drinks and you're not bugging the cop, that's okay. But if you've had a few drinks and he can use that as an excuse.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. So those three things, if you see a lot of those arrests, a cop getting a lot of those types of busts, then that's an indicator that his fuse might be, or she's fuse might be getting shorter and shorter.
Well, not just by itself, but if you look at what his arrest compared to others in the same area patrol,
right?
You know, the same patrol beat. Then why is this one particular officer always being resisted?
Right.
Whereas other officers in the same beat in the same hours are not being resisted. You know, it could be that he has got this propensity, you know, to not control his anger, to be short fused. To display this problem. So,
right.
You know, these early warning systems that law enforcement have now implemented track this. And so when officers have this, then they can start interceding early before you have incidences like this or worse, where an officer has, you know, suspensions and unfortunately even termination.